clothes on one side and a drawer is on the other.
Okay.
Or a drawer underneath where you hang your clothes.
Okay. Let me see. And then the thing you sweep up with, you call that a?
Broom.
Okay. And if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you'd say the broom was where in relation to the door?
In the corner behind the door.
Okay. And let me see. And then on, well, I guess not too much anymore, but on Mondays, women always used to do their
laundry.
Okay. And if you're in a two-story house, what you used to get from the first floor to the second floor is the
stairs.
Okay. If it's on the outside, what you used to get from the sidewalk up to the house, do you still call it stairs?
Yeah, I'd probably say outside stairs.
Okay. What if it were just a couple little steps?
I'd call it the porch.
Okay. If it were just a couple little steps moving up to a door, that would be a porch?
No, I would call that just steps.
Just steps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a porch, you mean, are there any other names for that?
Stoop, maybe. It all depends on whether it's jealoused in or whether it's, it all depends on how it's situated on the house, as to whether I call it a stoop or
okay.
A porch or something.
What do you mean by stoop?
A stoop would be something just coming out from a door without anything over it at all, and just maybe coming out for 3 or 4 feet and then having a couple of steps going down from it.
Okay.
Whereas I would think of a porch as being something with a roof over it and steps going down from that.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. And if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell someone to...
I'd say, go close the door.
Okay. And the boards on the outside of a house that run horizontally, you call those what?
I'd say siding.
Siding?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Siding on the house.
Okay. And then if you were doing some carpentry and maybe nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I what? And I did what to the nail? I took the hammer and
I hammered the nail into the wall.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you wanted to drive into town, you'd say, I got it. Or if you wanted to get into town, you'd say, I got into my car and I...
I got in my car and I drove to town.
Okay. And then you would say, yesterday I often have what? Using drive. I have
driven.
Okay. And then the part that covers the top of the house, you call that the
roof.
Okay. And the little things are on the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
I call it the gutters.
Okay. You ever hear those called anything else?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
A little building that might be out back that you'd keep tools or wood in?
Well, we had a place where we had the pump for the house. We call it the pump house.
Pump house, okay.
Or we call it the tool shed, or the brick house out back.
Okay.
Something like that. And then later on, we had a little pump house all by itself.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's quite that's a fairly common structure around here, isn't it? A little pump house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just outside of Augusta, outside the city
itself.
Right,
where there isn't city water.
Yeah.
People have their own pumps.
Okay, and then if you didn't have your indoor plumbing outside, you would have
an outhouse.
Okay. Any other names for that? Maybe joking names or?
John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember many of those from when you were growing up? Or?
No.
No? They're pretty uncommon by that time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they were where I'm living now, where my parents came from. They were still there, I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, this would have been over in...
Wilkes County and Lincoln County.
Lincoln County. Okay. Let me see. And if there was a noise and you wanted to know if somebody else noticed it, you would ask them, did